You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. And by the way, let me just remind you, as we face the issues, it's not designed to frighten you. Our issues that we cover is not designed to discourage you, but designed to inform you that we might be informed as Christians, as conservatives and patriots, to be obedient to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I believe too long Christians have been silent in this ever-changing, devolving society in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, our issue today, war against the saints. And I'm taking that right from the Word of God. In Revelation, the 13th chapter, verse 6 and 7, let me read. And he opened his mouth, this is talking about the Antichrist, the rapture of the church is the next thing on the scene after the rapture of the church takes place. The Antichrist, the man of sin, the one that's called the lawless one, steps on the scene, and with a dogmatic, dominating, dictatorial fist, rules the world, crushes every Christian, every Jew that's imaginable on the face of the earth. That's the goal of the Antichrist. And the scripture says in the 6th verse, in the 13th chapter, and in the 7th verse, and he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God. He blasphemeth his name, his tabernacle, that means his church, if we'd identify it today, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war against the saints and to overcome them, and power was given unto him all over all kindreds and all tongues and all nations. Ladies and gentlemen, as you study the total chapter of the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, you understand that the Antichrist, when he steps on the scene, will have a mortal wound. The false prophet, his sidekick, as I call it, will raise him from the dead. The whole world will wonder after him. That means to be in amazement and follow him. And the Antichrist will make war against the saints. Now, I use this as an introduction and a backdrop to where we are today. You see, when we talk about war against the saints, it's coming in the day of the Revelation text after the rapture of the church takes place. But we're witnessing the increasing steps toward that time when that shall take place. We're going to talk about that today. What are some of the signs? What are some of the indicators that we're witnessing the war against the saints? What does it mean, war against the saints? It's talking about war against the church, war against the Christian, war against we as believers in America and around the globe. This universal global war against the saints is now taking place, but it is in many cases it's imperceptible. In many cases, because it doesn't affect everyone in America today, there's a feeling somehow, some way that it's, let me just use some poor grammar to make the point, some feel it just ain't that bad. Ladies and gentlemen, it is far worse than we'd ever imagine the potentiality. We're going to get into the truth of this when we talk about war against the saints. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God, the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, I call it the truth book, held for less than 100 years. In John 8:31 and 32, the Scripture says, Jesus speaking, If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm encouraging us to do each and every day, is to look to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. As we look at the Scripture from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, we find the progressive revelation of God to man, and it is a very, very clear indication in the Scripture what God has done, what God is doing, what God shall do, and it behooves us as Christians, as conservatives, to see, if you want to use the term that's found in Daniel, the 5th chapter, it behooves us to see the handwriting on the wall and recognize what is taking place. You say, well, what do I do then? Listen, we'll talk about that in the broadcast today. Ezekiel 33:10, how shall we then live, is a very appropriate question. And how shall we then live points to the very fact that as Christians we need to be salt and light in a dark and decaying, denying Word of God in the world in which we're living in today. Jesus in John 14:6 says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, says the truth of the Lord endures forever. Now, you heard me say before, at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, it's a pretty soft pillar to place your head on, is to realize the truth of the Lord endures forever. And may I just add a little parenthetical footnote? There's no need to try to revise the Bible or to in some way come out with a new version of the Bible, or somehow, some way change the wording of the Bible. You know, saying that made me think, a lot of people say, well, I just can't understand the King James Bible. Yet we've not had any remonstration against Shakespeare being taught in the public schools, and have to memorize Shakespeare, read Shakespeare. There's nobody said, let's revise Shakespeare and give it a new meaning, give it some new wording. And yet we feel free as Christians even say we need to revise the Word of God. Modify the Word. Drop some words. Change some words. Soften the terms, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. You can get in any circle you like. Spiritual, biblical, theological, doctrinal circle. Political, for sure, and stand up for truth. You'll have those that will deny it, reject it, refuse to hear it, and call you some kind of hate monger or something of that nature. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where most younger Americans, I'm looking at the headline, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, it goes on to introduce the article by saying, Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, real actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. Yet in the same article, the survey says that 55% of the millennial age group say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. Their words, not mine, says this, each person determines their own version of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a profound statement. In part, DeMint said this, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And may I just add a little footnote to that? Look no further than the decline of Bible-based eschatological, prophetic, full teaching of the Word of God. Look no further than the decline of expository preaching, where the word is proclaimed verse by verse, word for word, chapter by chapter, throughout the Scripture. As we see that element of Bible teaching, preaching from the pulpits decline, we see the fact that truth about the Word of God is also declining at the same pace, at the same speed. Ladies and gentlemen, I go to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, That's the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus, even as he was being burned at the stake, screamed with his last breath, "Truth shall prevail." And may I say to you, there's coming a day, Jesus says in Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5 through 11, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Kurios, that's the word Lord, means owner, master, controller. And we're going to find, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming that day. May not be in your lifetime or mine. It will be, in fact, after the rapture of the church, when there will be those that will recognize and realize that Yeshua Messiah was slain. And according to Zechariah, the 12th chapter, verses 7 and following, will recognize Yeshua Messiah and will confess sins, repent of sins, and receive him as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the professional brand of landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how can I find that? Good question. You can find that, ladies and gentlemen, because on the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. You find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me recap for a moment and tell you exactly what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with the issue, war against the saints. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, in specific in verses 6 and 7, that the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and he will make war against God, against God's house, against God's people, against God's church, the Lord Jesus Christ, even those, the scripture says, that are in heaven. There will be the war against anything that's spirituality. And the scripture in particular reads this way. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy, that's cursing against God, to curse, blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, that's his house, that's his worship center, that's his church, and them that dwell in heaven. Verse 7 then says, and it was given unto him, and that power, that authority, by Satan is given to the Antichrist to make war against the saints and to overcome them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not at that point today, fortunately, thankfully. We're at the point today where individuals can say, still have time to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. At the point in time we find in the scripture that we just read in the Revelation text, it'll be too late, too late. The time will already be over. The church will already be raptured out. But those that say yes to Jesus Christ, this never heard the gospel, and those that are the Jewish people, that their scales from the eyes will be taken away, their eyes will be open. There will be 144,000 virgin male Jewish evangelists preaching the everlasting gospel. Revelation 7, Revelation 14 tells us millions of Jewish people will get saved in the days of the tribulation, and time they get saved, they'll be martyred for their faith. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, there will come a day when every child of God, every church, every Christian will be focused, will be the focus of the demonically controlled, satanically empowered Antichrist to destroy the church and the Christian. And I believe without any question, without any doubt, without any sense of there may be a, a dilemma in some fashion, that that is happening progressively even today. I'm going to read you a portion of an article from Franklin Graham. The article says, Franklin Graham sounds the alarm. Christians are falling into Satan's trap. Franklin Graham believes understanding God's word is the key to comprehending what's happening in the world around us today. And he warned people who fail to understand become prey, P-R-E-Y, to spiritual attacks. Quote, if you don't know God's word, you're not going to recognize spiritual warfare. You'll just succumb to the attacks of the devil and not even be aware that you've been attacked. Graham said this is particularly problematic for Christians whom Satan seeks to go after. The devil is wanting to trap every believer, every Christian, every church. And if he can just get them into apathy, where they just kind of don't care, then Satan wins, he said. Quote, We have to know the Word of God. We have to study the Word of God. The devil is a deceiver, and he deceives Christians every day. And he goes on to give illustrations of Charlie Kirk and what had happened, and today what's happening with Erica Kirk and the battle that she's facing from the world and from the lost people after the assassination of her husband. I believe it was September a year ago, just about 1 year now. But ladies and gentlemen, the battle does not cease. The battle, may I say to you, the battle is increasing. And the scripture is very, very clear in Ephesians 6:10. In fact, I'll call Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following the stand your ground text. Stand your ground text. Verse 10, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's a blinded eye with most Christians that do not recognize the source of the battle. Now listen, we're going to talk about the manifestation of the battle through the socialist Marxist communist rule today. We'll notice the manifestation of this wicked battle coming out of the Islamic jihadist and the push for Sharia law in America today. We'll talk about the battle as it's found in Nigeria and in many parts of the nation of Africa today, where heads are being cut off and churches are being burned and Christians are being destroyed as a result of their faith. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time as Christians we recognize that that phenomena is taking place today, and it's progressing at a very rapid pace. And I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of articles that will verify what I'm saying. Time will not allow us to go into all of them. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about war. It's a spiritual war. It's a battle. It's a demonic battle against the saints, the Christians in the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Question that I want to ask our listeners, do you see the battle? Have you been involved in the battle? Have you identified the battle? What are some of the things that you see today that's evidentiary of what is taking place with the war against the saints, the battle against the church, the battle against Christians, the battle that is taking place today? Ladies and gentlemen, I have a massive article. Time will not allow the details of it to take an entire broadcast. Title of the article says, America's churches are under attack. The rising wave of anti-Christian violence. Says President Trump signed an executive order on, quote, eradicating anti-Christian bias, directing the federal government to identify and address anti-Christian discrimination. Since then, attacks on Christian churches and institutions have remained a major religious liberty concern, making the need for equal justice, church security, biblical courage even greater and more urgent today. Let me read you a segment of it. I'll get back to a portion of it later in the broadcast. The statistics are sobering, as they are predictable. According to the Family Research Council, between 2018 and 2024, and increasing since 2024, there have been 1,384 documented hostile acts against churches in America, including vandalism, arson, firebombing, bomb threats, shootings, murders. This represents an eightfold increase from just 5 years ago. But those with eyes to see, this surge was never a matter of if, but when. And this writer goes on to talk about the surge with the churches and Christians today being under attack as never before. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. I'm concerned, gravely concerned. Now, I'm not fearful. The Bible is very, very clear. For the Christians, God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. He's not given us a spirit of fear. But we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what is happening. We cannot simply hide our heads under the pillow, bury our head in the sand, and say it's not happening. Because it's happening in faraway country like Syria, like Lebanon, like Israel, etc., 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 and all of the northern portion of the continent of Africa. We need to not say it's not here, so therefore we're not worried about it. It is here. It's in America. It's taking place as we speak. This article further says, when a culture systematically, here's the rationale that this writer is putting in, very clear position. When a culture systematically abandons the God who gave it birth, when it tears down every sacred institution, when it mocks every holy thing, the inevitable result is not peaceful coexistence with God's family, but war against the saints. And that war has now come, quite literally, to our church doors. The most recent and egregious example comes from Seattle, Washington, where a 28-year-old person, they got the name, I'm leaving it out, a newly married who had recently surrendered his life to Christ, was gunned down in broad daylight as he arrived for a young adult service in the church. Two masked assailants fired around 30 rounds from illegally modified automatic weapons into the crowd of families gathering for church. This was not random. This was not just a random gang violence spilling over into a sacred space. This was a targeted assault on the very concept of the sanctuary and Christianity itself. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go further, and I'll read parts of that article later in the broadcast. But may I say to you, we see this. We're witnessing this. But somehow, some way, with Christians, with conservatives, with patriots, we think that it's going away. Let me just tuck in something that I'll cover the latter portion of the broadcast. As we are in the midterm elections, we need to vet the candidate, decide on a candidate that's most closely aligned with the fundamental foundational beliefs of America, with the fundamental foundational values such as morals and ethics and other Christian values that our nation's foundation has been built upon for 250 years. We're witnessing that erosion, and as that erosion of our foundation takes place, we're witnessing the implosion of our nation morally, ethically, and spiritually, and we're witnessing the exponential growth and development of communism. Socialism, Marxism, is communism light? We're witnessing the growth and development of the Islamic jihadists coming in to dominate our nation. We're going to talk about both of those issues very deep in just a moment. But may I say, ladies and gentlemen, as we see these things taking place, we need to, as Luke 21:28 says, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. That means when I say that, when I quote that text, means the rapture is at hand. But because the rapture is close by, doesn't mean we're to sit back in silence and do nothing. It means we're to recognize that we're in hand-to-hand combat in our nation today. Hand-to-hand combat meaning, ladies and gentlemen, that we're witnessing today the onslaught of the enemy with what is taking place and how we need to respond. Listen carefully. Where are they in your schools? Conservative is thrown out of a school board meeting for reading aloud from sexually explicit book in the school library. Now, this is one of the evidences of the attack on morals and ethics and values, an attack on the church. It is the war against the saints that we see today. Listen, when we talk about the war against the saints, we're talking about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that ridicules the believers. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the transgenderism and its battle against the church. We're talking about today the presentation and the prosecution of Christian teachers if they refuse to use the correct pronouns in the classroom. We're talking about the prosecution and persecution of Christian bakers if they refuse to bake a cake for a sodomite wedding. We're talking about about today, the prosecution and persecution of Christian florists, Christian photographers, Christian business people, if they refuse to bow, bend, and embrace the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. This broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We set the stage. We ask the questions. We deal with the issue. Invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Do you see these things happening today? Are you simply blinded to them? Do you simply say, well, that's part of the last days, and I'm going to not say anything, just embrace it? Silence no more. Silence no longer. It will not work for the Christians to be silent anymore in the face of the enemy and the absolute frontal attack that's taking place on the church today. This writer said in this article, when I'm reading books that are highly inappropriate, they're very shocked, and they don't want me to know what's in them. A Texas conservative activist is suing the Houston Independent School District after the school board removed her from a meeting for reading sexually explicit passages from a book available in the district school. Gives the person's name, who lives in the Texas Hill Country, has attended multiple school board meetings to show trustees, the school trustees, that books containing sexually explicit material are available in their school libraries and should be removed. During the March 26, 2026 Houston school board meeting, she addressed the board during the public comment and said she would be reading from a book currently available to the students in that district. She began reading verbatim, I guess the name of the books, fantasy romance novel filled with sexually explicit content. Trustees issued multiple warnings that she should discontinue, stop reading from the book. Trustees removed her from the meeting. After Wallace continued reading despite warnings from the trustees, three police officers escorted her from the meeting. And it's a 5 or 6 page article. That's just the introductory two paragraphs, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of nation that we've devolved to. That's where we are today. Where a school board can condone the immoral, ungodly, unethical garbage, pornography, sexually explicit material for kids kindergarten through high school, and believe somehow, someway it's okay. That's the twisted, perverted minds that we have today. And when a Christian conservative mother stands before school board and reads that material, they say that that is too, immoral to read. They say that that's something that is too explicitly sexually pointed to read aloud, but yet it's allowed for the students in the school. What I'm saying is we're witnessing today the war against the saints. It is a war through the school boards. It's a war through the academic system. It's a war that's being propelled through higher education. It's a war that's taking place today through our governmental offices. It's a war that's taking place today in our classrooms, taking place today in the public system, especially what we call the political system, the civil government today. It is our responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians and as conservatives, to vet the candidate, make sure that the candidate that we vote for, especially in this election cycle, it will determine the destiny of America. Your vote, and you've heard me say a thousand times, every vote counts. Your vote as a Christian, your vote as a conservative, your vote as a person in our society today needs to be focused on preserving the morals, ethics, and values which are the fundamental foundation of our nation. Psalms 11:1-3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? There'll be no room if the foundations of our nation's destroyed, our constitutional liberties are wiped out. Ladies and gentlemen, no such thing as conservatives, no such thing as Christians, no such thing as churches, no such thing as evangelism and preaching the gospel. You say, well, that's a little wild and way out. No, just look at what's happening in China. Look at what's happening in Russia. Look at what is happening in every Islamic nation. Even look, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening on our northern border, where you cannot publicly directly read from Romans chapter 1 on the Canadian radio broadcast system, because it talks about the sodomite homosexuality and what God is going to do in relationship to that. There's no such thing as freedom of speech in that nation. We have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the constitutional liberties that we have today that's being eroded through these rules, regulations, and laws, and it's coming in like a steamboat today. It's coming in like a rush today, like an ocean wave coming in today through the Socialist Marxist Communist Party and through the Islamic Jihadist group that's trying to take over America. We're going to talk about that in detail in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us. We've been taking the top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.